following program contains thoughts and opinions that do not necessarily reflect the views of Rough Edge Studios. But then again, they might. Gas prices are high. The evening news is grim. It seems that people are struggling harder than ever just to make a simple living. Looking for somebody to sugarcoat it all and make it seem all better? Marcus Redmond isn't that guy. He tells it like it is, here on Life According to Marcus.
All right, we are live, I think.
Fucking Bubba.
I'm Bubba James, and we got Marcus Redmond in the house.
Did you just say in the house?
I did.
Like a hip hop black person?
No, like a Bubba.
I don't think Bubbas would say that.
No?
Oh.
Oh. Well, I'm confused because it says we're live.
Right.
But, oh, I know what the problem is.
Did you not do the thing again?
No, we're live. We're live. Oopsie.
This is award-winning radio, by the way. That's happening right now.
Okay.
Every award-winning radio program had the word whoopsie in it.
Okay. So. Hold on. We're going to do this again.
The following program contains thoughts and opinions that do not necessarily reflect the views of Rough Edge Studios. But then again, they might.
Seriously? Good thing nobody listens to me.
Gas prices are high. The evening news is grim. It seems that people are struggling harder than ever just to make a simple living. Looking for somebody to sugarcoat it all and make it seem all better? Marcus Redmond isn't that guy. He tells it like it is, here on Life According to Marcus.
All right, it is Life According to Marcus, although I think right now it's Life According to Bubba James because he keeps screwing up. We had a slight pause right there, but we are now encoding with the correct name. See, I can't be rushed. That's my problem. Hey, it says we're running live, and it says Life According to Marcus on May 16th, 2014. You want to play the intro again?
This is the sound of me shaking my head at you. It's a good thing no one listens to this damn show.
You know, when I do this, I do it flawlessly.
Uh-huh.
But when Bubba James does it,
interesting.
There's mistakes to be made.
I do it flawlessly, but when Bubba James does it, there are mistakes to be made.
Yes,
which would imply that, you know, you and Bubba are the same person.
Yeah,
see
just
how that works.
Just one's a little mentally challenged. That's all.
But the same person.
Multiple personalities.
It begs the question, who are you?
I'm Bubba James.
But you said Bubba James does it, there are mistakes to be made, but if you do it, it's flawless. So who are you?
It depends on what personality you're referring to.
This secret. No one's listening. Why are you so freaked out about someone finding out that you're on a show that says fuck shit ass goddamn? No one's listening.
But no, there are. There's 40 people listening.
No, they're not. They're not 40 people listening.
What, do you play it back 40 times just
nope.
to hear yourself?
Nope.
Then there are 40 people listening.
Right now. Right at this very
moment. Not right at this minute.
Okay.
But
see, that's what I'm saying.
But they listen. So
do you think any of those 40
just because they
people,
aren't live doesn't mean they're not listening.
All right, so let's say that those 40 people
yes.
that are listeners,
yes.
they have listened to this show, and they have heard me say repeatedly, fuck, shit, ass, goddamn.
Yes.
Do you think any of those 40 people
yes.
that are listening
yes.
are the people you're worried about finding out you're down here in this undisclosed location? Yes. Do you think those people even give a shit that this show is happening, let alone that you're a part of it?
Yes.
Why? How?
It might be my mom.
She's already listening. That's my point. She's already heard it.
But she doesn't know it's me.
Yeah, she does.
Oh.
She totally does. She understands. She whatever. All right, we have to start the show now.
I thought we already did.
No, that was preamble. I was shaking my head about things. I'm angry.
It does say, by the way, that we are live. We are live from an undisclosed location. And the beginning of this radio show is going to sound pretty freaking retarded.
Right. Yes. Too bad you couldn't have run the show. Too bad we were stuck with Bubba James.
That is true. So, it is a very sad, sad day.
Fucking weird. All right.
Hey, do you know what today is?
Yes.
What?
Friday.
What?
16th.
Yes. And do you know what that day represents?
Yeah, it's the day fucking the Godzilla movie's out, and that pisses me off. But what are you talking about? Because I'm sure it's not the same thing.
Well, no. It's the other guy's anniversary.
What other guy?
The guy other than Bubba James.
Why are you going to bring... That's an identifying thing. Why would you bring that up if you want to have a separation of fucking... Why would you do that?
Because somebody's having an anniversary today, and I want to do a shout-out. Hey, happy anniversary.
Yeah, let's do a shout-out. Whose anniversary is it? Let's shout them out.
There's a lot of people's anniversaries.
Let's name a few.
Let's see. Well, there's only one that I'm aware of.
Who is that now?
He would be a very awesome individual.
Right. Whose name is?
Caring, loving.
Those aren't names. Those are adjectives.
Oh, but that's who he is.
Yeah.
That's who he represents.
Those aren't names. Let's come out with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, today on this show only, because it is an anniversary, we are going to out the engineer.
Yeah, because no one knew it was you.
You think they knew?
Of course they know.
Maybe I need to do like a disguised voice next time.
It's too late. The show's been on 5 fucking times. Everybody already... Fucking the 40 people that listen to the show. Thank you, folks, by the way. They already fucking know. They know the location, even though you keep saying it's disclosed. They know who you are, even though you keep coming up with this Bubba character. Just say happy anniversary to your wife.
Happy anniversary, wife.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, I don't think you're pissed off about Godzilla anymore.
No, I'm pissed off about this now.
I think you're more pissed off by the fact
that... This is just dumb.
I won't out myself.
You...
All right, I'm gay, okay? I did it. I said it. There, I'm out.
That has nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Oh.
And if anybody was listening to the show all this time, they already know that too. So what?
All right, it's me.
Here's the thing.
It's me.
It's you. You, who are you?
And we're here.
Uh-huh.
Today.
I have no idea who.
Running live.
I can't, in good conscience, wish a random person a happy anniversary.
It's me.
I need to know who it is in order to do it properly.
Okay.
So I need a name.
All right, I'm no longer Bubba James. I'm me.
What is that? What is me? What is that, a pronoun? Not a name.
Oh, so you actually want me to say my name.
Who gives a shit? Just say it.
Say my name.
Are you singing black people music now?
I don't know.
All right, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, but I can't in good conscience... To our 40 listeners, I can't give a shout out until off the air.
Okay.
I can't do it on the air. If I could name a person, I could do it on the air. I could do it up big. I could make it a thing. It'd be cool. But I can't do that if nobody's going to actually say who they are. So.
All right. My name is.
Oh, happy birthday. James.
I turned the mic off. All right, it's me, James Eloy which tells everybody who I am, because nobody else on this godforsaken earth has the middle name Eloy.
Well, that's the first I've heard of it. Eloy?
Yeah. Eloy.
How did that happen?
That's my dad's name.
Eloy?
Eloy.
I don't think I've ever heard that name before, ever.
E-L-O-I.
What is it? Irish? What is it?
French.
It's a French name.
French name.
Ah, hence the gay.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is when I was a kid, my dad in the Bible,
right,
during Easter time, there was this reading, and it would say Eloi, Eloi. It was spelled E L O I.
Oh,
and it meant my God, my God.
Right.
And so as a kid, we would be in church, and we would have this reading being read, and it would say, I'd look at it and go, Eloi, Eloi.
Because it was...
And I'm sitting there going, holy crap, my dad really is old. He was back in biblical times. Wow. And why are they chanting his name?
Interesting.
Which I used to do that too a lot. When my dad would discipline us, I'd be like, oh, right. My God.
Right, sure, of course.
So,
well, here's wishing you and your wife a wonderful and happy anniversary. And I hope that she cries out, Eloy, Eloy, herself tonight as you celebrate your anniversary.
I still didn't give my last name, though. I just said James Eloy.
Right. Who's going to say it, you or me?
I'm betting you're going to beat me to it.
Am I?
Yeah.
Or maybe I force you to do it as you turn the mic down.
All right. James.
Uh-huh.
Eloy. Lantine.
Don't we have a thing?
The House of Magic.
Oh, he went all the way with it.
Ooh.
Oh, he went balls deep. It's awesome. Happy anniversary, James.
Now I can't swear anymore. I got to keep it PG. I am just the engineer. I am just running the board, which poorly, I might add.
Right.
But I am running the board. That's all I'm doing.
That's all you're doing.
And you forced me to be a part of the show.
I forced you, yes.
Which I didn't want to do.
No, not at all.
So
it's completely my idea.
Yes.
I even built this studio that we're in.
Yes.
I never once.
And you said, I need someone to run the board. You.
Yeah.
Get your ass in here.
That's what I did. So, I forced the whole thing.
Yep.
It wasn't like anyone said, hey, you know what? I need to have a way to blow off some steam, so every Friday, let's do a show, and you can go off on things. That never happened.
So what you're saying is I live vicariously through you.
No, I'm saying this whole shit was your idea, and you wanted to do it, and we're here doing it because it's a cool fucking thing to do. So and now you're denying yourself the fucking fun that you wanted to have. Just because 40 people have now heard your name, maybe. That 40 number is from the last show. There may not even be anybody listening to this one. Who knows? You just said a name. Who gives a shit? Whatever. The whole point is for you to fucking, you know, pony up. Have a good time. Right? Let off some steam.
Maybe we ought to change this from the angry show to the out show. People can just come out.
Yeah, but they could come out. They could just come out. They could come right out.
Like I did.
Yes, you did.
I just came out.
That sounded kind of nasty. We should have people that want to come out of different things.
Yeah.
They want to come out of religions. They want to come out of, you know, want to come out and finally, like, claim their sexuality. Like, whatever it is, they want to come out.
They can come out on this show.
They can come out on this show, the out show. We can do it here, yes.
Very cool.
I like that. That's good. That's good. That's good.
All right, I'm going to come out.
Again?
Again.
You've already said your name and that you're gay.
All right, but...
And as French, so...
I occasionally pass gas. There, I said it.
Occasionally?
It does happen.
Occasionally?
Okay, so you know what? This is enough about me today.
Why would you pull the word occasionally out, come into farting? Why would...
That's
a, like, big word for farting.
I don't, like, do it all the time.
Well, no one does it all the time. It's just odd. It's just a weird thing to cop to. Everybody farts. Why would you... How is that a... I don't understand, like...
Yeah, but nobody admits to it publicly. They always blame, like, their kid or the dog or something.
Suppose.
Yeah. So why are you pissed off about Godzilla?
Because it's a stupid fucking movie. That's why. And I'm tired of stupid fucking movies being in theaters.
Okay, so But I didn't even know they did a... Is this, like, dubbed and everything? So they no, sit they there went, and they talk
they spent
and they...
fucking hundreds of millions of dollars to do the shit again, right? So they keep making these fucking movies over again. They have all this goddamn money, right? And they keep making the exact same shit that we've already seen a kabillion times over and over and over again. And then they pass it off like we're supposed to be fucking excited because somebody decided to reboot some shit that we've seen already. I know what the fuck Godzilla is. I don't need to see it again. There's nothing new you can fucking do to Godzilla that's going to make it more fucking interesting than it was 6,000 years ago when the shit finally first came on the scene. It's stupid. It's fucking dumb. It pisses me off.
So they actually, like, got new actors and they remade Godzilla.
Yes, they remade the shit. They went and got CGI. They redid the entire fucking thing. Goddamn fucking Walter White from Breaking Bad's in the goddamn thing. They just decided, oh, hey, listen, we have to make a new movie, but let's not make a new movie. Let's just rehash some old fucked up shit. We've already seen this fucking movie. It's stupid. It's
wow,
dumb.
You are, like, really pissed off because this is the first time you spit on me when you were yelling.
Movies are supposed to be cool, and they're supposed to be fun. We're supposed to be engaged, and we're supposed to be, like, seeing new talent. It's supposed to be exciting. How the fuck am I supposed to get excited about some bullshit I've seen 10 billion times already?
You know what the best part about Godzilla was the first time?
What?
The dubbed-in voices, the crappy acting, and the retarded-looking Godzilla.
Right.
That's what made it interesting. So unless they did that again,
right,
it's probably not going to be very interesting.
But the whole, why would you do that again? You could just watch the first one again. That's the whole point. You can watch a movie again. You don't need to make a new motherfucking movie. It's fucking dumb. And then these fucking superhero movies. Like, everybody's all up in arms about the Batman and the Superman. Give me a new goddamn fucking superhero. Like, seriously, what's the fuck? Why, a super, again? Really? Superman? Really? Seriously, I gotta see Superman again. When's the last time somebody created a fucking superhero? This guy is, like, from 1939. Yeah. Nobody's created a fucking cool superhero since then?
And now we have, what, Spider-Man 2 coming out? Or
he just fucking made a Spider-Man. They made Spider-Man, like, 5 years ago. Now they're, like, new Spider-Man. They're like, oh, it's for the new generation. It's fucking 5 fucking years. How long is a goddamn generation nowadays? It's fucking dumb.
Yeah, and you know what kind of floors me about that whole thing? Is all they're doing is they're reinventing his personality.
They're not reinventing shit. That's
well, no,
the problem.
No, but they're giving him, like, you know, the first Batman was like the old pow, pew,
right?
You know, all that kind of stuff and kind of goofy. And then they had to make Batman, like, all serious and dark.
Right.
And then they had to make him, you know, retarded.
Well, they switch him. They switch the comic. It's because of the comics change. So then they got to make a fucking movie that, like, you know, goes off of what the comic did. Because the comic made Batman dark and angry about what... But my point
is... Are you Batman? You're dark and angry.
It's fucked up. There's no fucking thing as a... It's, I don't know. And that's just a dumb superhero.
Batman?
Honestly.
I'm Batman.
It's just dumb.
I
who dresses up like a fucking bat? That's just stupid.
People refer to me as Batman.
How? Why? What is what?
Well, apparently it's not the build.
Bum bum.
It's the gadgets. I have toys. I have all the toys.
Dude, you have a watch. That's a phone.
Yeah, but I got a lot of other toys too.
You don't have anything like a grappling hook. It's not like you have shit that, like, makes people, like, die from, like, 10,000 feet away. Like, because you got, like, a mini iPad and a watch that's a phone that makes you Batman.
Why do you got to go rain on my parade for?
I'm just saying.
Just you're pissed off about Godzilla. You don't
just,
have
what
to, like,
gadget? Because you have, like,
have
digital shit. What? Give me what? Like what? Besides your Dick Tracy phone watch thing.
That's kind of cool.
I'm not saying it's not, but I don't see how it's fucking Batman. Dick Tracy had that shit before Batman. Dick Tracy's back in the 40s. So technically, you should be Dick Tracy.
Well, and you should just be a dick.
I thought that was the entire point of the show. I thought that was the whole reason we're here.
You're living up to it if you want to know.
Why you got to be all up? What? Because the gadget? I think you have cool shit. Your shit's cool. I just don't see a correlation between your shit and Batman.
All right, so So what's up with Godzilla? Why?
I don't know what the fuck's up with it. It shouldn't have been made. Here's the thing. There are tons and tons and tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of good scripts. You know what Hollywood does with good scripts?
What?
They ignore them.
Why?
So that they can make tent poles out of shit like Godzilla.
Why do they ignore them?
They ignore them because everybody is a fucking afraid of original fucking material. Nobody wants to do anything with new talent. Nobody wants to do anything with a new story. Nobody wants to do anything with new iconic characters. Nobody wants to take any more risk. We got here because people pioneered in this industry and they took risks and they built fucking empires on those risks. Now the predecessors just want to copy all the same fucking shit, and it's horrible. It's horrible. These are not good fucking movies. You can't just throw $500 million on the screen and call it a good fucking movie.
You know what was interesting about your whole risk thing?
What?
I get the same crap about what we're doing here.
Right.
And I get told by so many people, hey, maybe it's time to quit. Maybe you should just, like, go do something else. Maybe you shouldn't. You know, maybe this wasn't something that you should be doing. Why do you want to go broke doing this? It's like everybody just wants you to quit. So it's exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
Because there's nobody out there willing to take a risk and do something bold.
Nope.
Yet that's what created and established us as a nation.
The whole thing. We lost. Dude, it's gone.
I didn't lose it.
No. I'm not saying you. I'm saying, like, the country, the American dream, it exists. Just not in America. We fucking lost that shit. It's in Canada now.
Well, I found it.
You found it?
It's just I'm one guy.
That's what I'm saying.
And nobody else wants to support the fact that I found it, so.
I'm telling you, dude, I'm thinking about going to Canada. You know, Canada is the most, I saw a thing. They say, if you want to start your life over, Canada's the best country to do it in. You know that? It is the friendliest country on the planet. You know that? It's got the most opportunity for work, for socialization, making friends, all that shit. Like, if you want to start from scratch.
I don't want to be a socialist, though.
The fuck you talking about, a socialist? You want to go to the dentist and not have to fucking worry about it? You go to fucking Toronto, dude.
Yeah, but Canada's cold.
Jesus Christ. Canada is not cold. It's cold when it's cold, and when it's not cold, it's not cold. It ain't cold now.
But it's cold most of the time.
It's not cold most of the time.
Have you been to Canada?
Yeah, I've been to Canada. I've been to Canada several times. I ain't never been fucking freezing in Canada. Canada's cool. See, here's what people don't understand about Canada. Well, first of all, as Americans, we're fucking dumb. Like, the whole goddamn country, we're full of fucking idiots. Because we don't think about the fact that there are other people in the fucking world. We live in this stupid little fucking bubble where it's all about us.
Well, excuse me, but I don't throw me down the stairs the shoes. I throw the shoes down the stairs, but I don't throw me down first, and then...
The fuck are we talking about with shoes? What the hell? What
my relatives are Canadian.
Exactly!
My mother-in-law is Canadian.
Canadians are the cool shit.
Throw me down the stairs to shoes.
I don't even know. Why are we back on the shoes? What is that? The fuck are we talking about?
That's how they tell you to throw the shoes down the stairs.
The fuck throw shoes downstairs? What are you talking about?
All right, you apparently have not been to Canada because you don't understand that.
No. I've been to Canada. I just hang out with smart people in Canada. I don't know. You found, like, Retard City in Canada? That's a movie. Send me that movie. Find me fucking Retard Man in Canada, and the whole thing happens in Retard City. That I would see. I would watch that shit. Well, go spend some money and make that fucking movie instead of rebooting the same fucking old tired shit.
They did that. Make that movie. What was that beer movie,
Why are you down on Canada? That's your people. Why you gotta trash your own people? What's the song? You know the song? Do you know the national anthem of Canada?
No.
It's your people. Why don't you know the song?
It's not my people.
You're fucking French Canadian.
My people's America.
Didn't you just say your relatives come
from
Canada?
You're my people.
I love Canada. I want to go to Canada. I think Canada's great. They got healthcare up there, right? They got hot chicks, right? They got cool people.
Yeah, but hot chicks that can't dress like skimpy because it's too damn cold.
Jesus Christ. Listen, Canada is an enormous fucking country. Everybody in Canada lives in the south of Canada.
Did you realize that you start off angry on one topic, but then after spending a half hour with me, you get angry about something completely, entirely different?
Yeah, you piss me off, I guess. Just make me angry. I think it's just, because there's a theme to this show, as the 40 people who listen know. This show is about revolt. That's what this whole show is about. This country is off fucking track. We need to start a revolution and get it back. We're off track. That's why we have these shitty fucking movies. Because we're not thinking about things the way we ought to be. We're not part of the global community, this fucking country. Neither is Hollywood. They have no fucking idea what people really actually want. So they keep force-feeding them bullshit. And because we're not getting it anywhere else, or because we're too fucking lazy to look for it anywhere else, we take the shit they give us. And it's stupid.
All right, so let me go back to my original question. Why does the industry not want to create something new?
They're afraid to actually stand for something. You bring in a new filmmaker, you bring in a new story, you bring in a new character, you bring in a new actor or actress, as the case may be, and should be. Somebody's got to stand behind that person or that concept or that story or that director. Somebody has to stand behind that person and say, hey, I have faith in this person. Let's give this person some of our resources and let this person fucking shine. Nobody wants to do that.
But if it's a good script and a good story, why are they afraid of making it?
Because it ain't about good stories. Nobody gives a shit about a good story. You can have the greatest fucking American screenplay ever. Nobody will give a fuck if you don't have Leonardo DiCaprio attached to it. Or if you don't have some huge director attached to it. Or if you don't already have a bunch of money attached to it. Nobody gives a fuck. They just want to keep making shit because everybody's terrified of losing their Bentleys and losing their offices and losing their homes. It's about fucking money. It ain't about entertainment anymore. That's why people are doing... Why do you think YouTube became what it became? If Hollywood was doing its fucking job, they wouldn't have to worry about piracy. They wouldn't have to worry about fucking internet piracy. They wouldn't have to worry about YouTube. They wouldn't have to worry about copywriting things that end up on the internet, because people wouldn't do that. People do that because the fucking movies and TV shows that they put out are fucking bullshit. People are starved trying to find something else that's actually entertaining or at least fucking different. So if that means a cat playing a goddamn piano on YouTube, people would rather watch that than the same old fucking tired sitcom 10 billion fucking times over. And I'm sorry, okay. This Modern Family show is a fucking piece of shit. I don't care what anybody fucking says. It's horrible. I'm so tired of people talking about that goddamn show. So I wanted to put that in the fucking thing. It's a piece of shit. Fucking come at me. I don't give a fuck. It's a piece of shit. Modern Family's a piece of shit.
Is it because it has a gay couple in it?
Nope. It's because it sucks.
All right, so let me ask you this then. If it's about money, then that means that it's not just the industry that's messed up.
Nope, it's America.
It's the people that are watching it and paying for it, even though everybody is supposedly all pissed off about it.
Absolutely.
If they're making money on it,
absolutely,
they're going to keep making the crap.
Absolutely.
So why do we keep going for it?
Because we're fucking stupid. We're not Canada. That's why. We know where our shoes are. I don't know what the fuck the shoe thing is. I don't. That's your trip. All I'm saying is we are not paying attention.
So
if you feed somebody shit and they have no other outlet for food except for the shit that you feed them, they're going to continue to eat that shit. See what I'm saying? Oh, see, now there's a problem. See, now all of a sudden he can't.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
Oh, he's looking up Canada. So, let's play the Canada. Yeah, yes.
So,
Canadian national anthem.
So this is how we should end our song.
Yes.
Whatever. The truth, not strong and free.
hockey.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap.
Nice.
You want to end it with a revolt?
Yeah, we should revolt. Revolt.
This has been a Rough Edge Studios production.